You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. We made it. The season is officially over. And after this massive 3-hour finale, joined as always by Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
We all survived.
Oh, my Lord. It was just 3 hours of 20 minutes of show.
It felt like a short season, but at the same time, when you think of where we started with this, like Brendan and Piper seems so long ago.
Who?
Exactly.
Sorry, I don't follow them on Instagram anymore. So
no one else does either, apparently.
Exactly. And, you know, this is still my favorite of the three franchises. And even though there were long stretches, and I use that word very accurately, long stretches of stuff mm-hmm. that we could have done without, overall, I thought it still delivered.
It did. We had some surprises, but as it wrapped up, there were no surprises to be that we thought they were surprises, but they ended up not being surprises towards the end.
Anytime you can have a season that has three engagements, success.
I know that's definitely up there for Paradise finales.
That's really the only thing that shocked me, and because A, we never see that. And B, even the people who you thought were pretty solid, you thought, well, are they really going to get engaged, or is it just going to be the, oh my God, how dare you, after, you know, a month, just continue dating?
When we got down to the three couples, I definitely thought Kenny and Mari and Riley and Marissa would be getting engaged. I thought Joe and Serena would have left together, but not with a ring, like, because they have so many things to figure out, and that's what ruined Joe in the past. I'm not going to say I was surprised they got engaged, but I thought that they would have left together as a strong couple.
They joined the club and three for three, and by all accounts, still going strong as ever, which, you know, that's always the first sort of joke we go back and forth with at the end of every, not just Bachelor or Bachelorette season, but especially Paradise, is like, okay, well, do they have to give the rings back yet? And so far, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. Everyone's still together happily.
Oh, and some tacos. Others. Yes. But, you know, let's dive through this epic 3-hour Bachelor in Paradise finale. Brought us right back to prom. So in case you were missing last week and couldn't quite get enough of prom, they made sure to give us a little bit more. And this super awkward Abigail and Noah thing that just really didn't make much sense.
Yeah, we kind of left off at a weird feeling or vibe last week. Like, we didn't know if they were fully broken up or not. It was kind of like, Noah was like, you're not, you know, I don't think you're my person. And Abigail was like, well, I came here to tell you that I'm falling in love with you. And Noah was like, I don't feel like that anymore. So we kind of, it was an uncomfortable, weird vibe that we were like, okay, next week they could still be together or they could be broken up. We weren't sure. So that's kind of where we left off. Spoiler alert, they were not, they did break up at prom. And, you know, Noah kind of just went off and Abigail went back to everyone and everyone was shocked. And I think that's really where it started to settle in that, okay, this is real, because they were one of the strongest couples. So now where do we stand? Like, we have to figure this out because Paradise is ending.
And here's the thing with them. Were they ever really the strongest, one of the strongest couples? Because every single person on that
longest couple.
That probably would have been more accurate, because every single person left said that exact same thing as, oh my God, they were one of the strongest couples. But they didn't even really know if they liked each other for most of the time that they were there. They were just sort of in each other's there. Orbit. Yes, yeah, so there. Yeah, that's a better way to put it.
On the same daybed every day. So, them laying together on the beach, not even making eye contact. Like, so I would say longest.
I kind of was surprised to hear every single person say, oh, well, I'm doubting my relationship now because if Abigail and Noah can't make it work.
I think just everyone loves Abigail so much that they just like put her like in a different category than anyone else. But yeah, now that you say that, I think the word that everyone and we are looking for is probably the longest.
Yeah.
I mean, you had the strongest.
Serena breaking down crying, Mari saying how they've been an inspiration to everyone else. And I just was sort of looking around as they're saying this, thinking, were you around this same couple that we were watching?
Yeah.
Said like three words to each other?
Maybe we weren't. Like, maybe it was completely different and we didn't get to see that.
Jeez. Well, Noah decided to just up and leave, which was also continuing the bizarro of the moment, because didn't go and say goodbye to anyone, didn't bro out, just peace out him in the car. And at least Abigail,
I also feel like that might not have been his choice. Like, I feel like it might have been a little weird if they both went back and were like, all right, we just broke up, but we're leaving. It's been a great summer.
I think
they were like, all right, Abigail, you go back. Noah, your car's waiting.
That was bizarre to have them go down together. It's a great point. And tell everyone they're leaving and have to do the same conversation every time. Everyone's like, oh, you're leaving together. No, we're not.
Yeah.
Separate cars.
We're just, and then have to leaving. Go up the same set of stairs. And
so I'm going this way. Oh, me too. You know, there's only one exit. Okay, cool. I guess we'll just keep walking this way then. And
yeah, I think that's exactly why it was separate like that.
Good to see you, bud. And
good
so
time.
So then the next morning we get everybody who's still concerned about that and now all of a sudden doubting their own relationships, but we have the ultimate decision of three. You now have to decide, well, do we go to Fantasy Suites or do we break up? And although I guess before we get to that, I guess we should cover the rose ceremony, even though there weren't really
a riveting rose ceremony.
Kenny to Mari, Thomas to Becca, James to Anna, Aaron to Tia. I don't know what was surprising at this point. Was just...
it's still so bizarre.
And then also bizarre, Ed to McKenna. And we said goodbye to Chelsea and Natasha.
Natasha's probably like, thank God I can go home now. Like, this has been like the most traumatic experience of any summer I've ever had. She definitely realized she dodged a bullet, I think. And
because when she saw later McKenna and Ed on the daybed and her basically trying to say, okay, this has been fun, but I'll see you later. What we see every season, they sort of like, okay, no, okay. And McKenna was trying that, but Ed was just kept trying to talk his way into a fantasy suite.
Yeah, either he was clueless or he just didn't want to let it go. But the only thing that she didn't say was get out and just like leave. Like, we're not. Like, that's the only thing she didn't say. She said it in every other way to basically like, I don't want to continue this. Like,
yeah, if there is a paradise cliche, if there's a paradise cliche, she used it. And he just kept going back. Yeah, but I really felt the spark. And
yeah.
I kinda
wanted that fantasy suite.
Yeah, I kind of never got to go to the boom boom room, and I kind of would like to do that. So you said you're leaving, but is that after the fantasy suite?
Yeah, like tomorrow or? Yeah.
Okay, so when you say you're leaving right now and you never want to see me again, does that mean like we go to the fantasy suite first and then you leave and maybe with me because there's a spark?
Yeah.
No. Okay, when you say you're putting out a restraining order on me, does that mean that it's together and we're actually like restraining each other? So Natasha, I think you did okay. I know you had a rough time on the beach.
And then he just walks away and he's like, I got dumped.
So he was clearly really broken up about it.
Yeah, his heart was broken for sure.
And so we had to go through each couple of let's sit down, let's discuss fantasy suite breakup, because of course, what could be more ridiculous than get engaged or break up? It's, well, do we go to the fantasy suite first? And yeah. No,
and this
surprise.
Was all said by Kaylin and Dean, who came back.
Okay. And of all the people to bring back, I understand there isn't like 30 couples still together, but you couldn't have gotten anyone else? Maybe someone with a ring on their finger?
Yeah. Not an exciting couple, I guess would be a word to say.
That's putting it nicely, and I appreciate you being kind, because they both sounded like they were reading off of cue cards. Mm-hmm. And or poorly memorized, and they just have to kept going back and cut it because there was nothing natural about a single word that they said.
Mm-mm. No.
And
I was like,
you know,
obviously
maybe
they couldn't get someone else. Like, but when it would be more, it would make more sense to have someone like on Zoom, like talking them through this. Like, no offense to Kaylin and Dean, but it was a snooze fest, really. But
yeah,
I mean, like have like Jared and Ashley on Zoom, or Tanner and Jade, or all four of them, because they're all best friends, you know, just like they didn't have to be there if they couldn't travel, which I think both couples wouldn't have been able to. But yeah, just anyone but them. And yeah. And I like, whatever, I'm like, I'm fans of them. I like them. I have nothing against them, but it was just not for hosting.
No, and I don't, yeah, I'm still trying to wrap my head around how they came up with that. And then after seeing how they did in the intros, then decide, like, we're not having you greet these people before they go down and get engaged. Like, Wells, can you get back here, please, and just talk to these people? Why all of a sudden are we thinking, oh, Dean and Caitlin are the best people that we should put there? After that, we get, okay, let's decide fantasy suite or not. And Kenny and Mari, obviously, were going to go to a fantasy suite. That was never not going to be a thing.
Right.
Surprising to me was Becca and Thomas, because I thought at the very least they'd go to the fantasy suite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was, I mean, Thomas was heartbroken, first of all. I mean, it seemed like a fake cry, but at the same time, you could kind of see his heart breaking. So I wasn't really sure. I mean, I can see why Becca did it, because she's kind of, in her words, she's not used to a good relationship from her
last two.
Which
we've talked about.
Yeah, and we talked about how Thomas would be at the top of our list with Ari and Garrett. At least it wasn't something bad that happened or a disconnect. It was kind of like, this is too good to be true. I'm going to leave before I prove myself right. So let's just end it now. And then they didn't spend too much time on it. So I was like, oh, they're going to come back. Like, she's going to chase after him in the car, or he's going to realize that he can't let Becca make this mistake or something like that. And then we never saw them for the rest of the episode. And I was like, that's so weird, because I think we talked about it last week or so, but you know, they were seen in an Instagram story together. And I was like, no, they were supposed to leave together. Like, this was so, I really thought that they were going to come back at some point in the episode and say, no, you know what? It was a mistake. I want to see where this goes. Not engaged. I never thought that they would be engaged, that she would be engaged.
Yeah, she wasn't going three for three.
Shortly after what she's been through.
Exactly. And especially with her when she ran after him and was saying, you know, like, no, wait. And then she started having second thoughts. I thought, well, clearly we're going to see them again, because she's in the car talking about how, oh, I made a mistake.
Yeah. And then it just ended. Like, then they were like, all right, they're gone. Like, let's move on to whatever, James and Anna. I really thought they were going to come back, and then they didn't. And I was confused. And then, you know, jumping ahead, we did get confirmation that they are together and in love. And the home videos seem like that they're perfect for each other. So I'm a fan.
I can't wrap my head around it still, but I still just am pulled by what we saw of Thomas on the season of The Bachelorette.
I think we have to accept the fact that these are the men she picks. So we just need to know that he's better than Ari and he's better than Garrett. So let's just be fans.
Becca, I fit that bill too. I mean,
yikes.
Yes, exactly. So they end up together happily ever after. That's great. But in the meantime, watching the show, we have no idea about that. They just poof, disappear. And Anna and James, another super bizarre combo.
This whole segment is insane. Like, this was one of the craziest / funniest exits of Paradise. Like, this was just great.
I have many, many thoughts on this, but I think, first of all, Anna and James, she, after one date, is all in and wants to continue and seemingly would not just to leave, but would go to the fantasy suite. So I'm a little surprised James is like, yeah, I don't think I'm in a place where this is going to work. And
yeah,
I don't know if it's because Anna didn't accuse him of being an escort or what was happening, but it just wasn't happening between them. And she somehow was blindsided.
Somehow. After 3 days.
Oh, how together. Could you not want to leave and do something about this? But Anna, you're trying to rebuild your rep. I don't know that a 2-day relationship with James is what's going to do it.
It's just so crazy. Like, James must have been shocked that he made it this far with, like, not a relationship any week. Like, that he hasn't. Well, he didn't have one single, like, solid relationship in all however many weeks this was. And now they're talking engagement.
Immediately when right. And so he gets back to the guys and out of nowhere was like, oh, well, it's over. So Aaron, we got here together. We're bros. You want to head back to SD? Let's go. And Aaron, out of nowhere, is like, yep, let's do it.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I actually have to talk to Tia first.
Yeah, hey, just drop that in casually. Oh, wait, the girl I'm maybe going to try to date again after literally 3 hours ago. I have to have a quick talk with her. And how incredible was it that he goes to pull her and starts having the conversation in the hallway?
Oh, you want to talk here? Like, and he goes, yeah, I don't have a lot of time. Listen, you know, it was great. The past 3 hours was great. But yeah, I'm going to head out with James. See ya.
Got to get your number. See you later.
And Tia, she thought it was funny. Cause I mean, she couldn't have been expecting much more from that whole situation. But she took it like she had a funny reaction and she ended up with, you know, trying to lug the suitcase through the sand and just made it a funny experience, which made this whole segment funnier.
Yeah. The only person that needed to lug their stuff across the way was her.
Across the entire beach.
Yeah. And I have to imagine, I haven't seen anything about this. I went sort of looking to see if there was anything that could confirm this. They had to have had some sort of like wink and a nod the night before or that morning, something to be like, this clearly isn't going to be a thing. So I'm going to bro out with him. It's going to be funny. We had a good time.
The meeting of the two of them was just so random at the prom that I don't think she was expecting anything to happen in Paradise, at least. Maybe after, right. Maybe something, but like not from that one time at the prom.
And, you know, James, Aaron, BFFs. So like they said, they came to Paradise to find love and they found it.
Yeah. And now they live together. So
just warms your heart. Maybe it doesn't warm the place that Tia was looking for, but it warms your heart. Yeah. My heart is dancing and that's all that matters.
Yeah. The heart dancing.
Other people obviously going to fantasy suites, not surprising. Riley and Marissa, Joe and Serena. I don't think anybody thought we weren't at least going to get to fantasy suites, even if you were more of the doubting type like me about an engagement still thought that they would be, there would be boom booming going on.
Yeah. I mean, obviously that happens with almost everyone, but I mean, it's your only time without cameras, because I read that they do have cameras in the boom boom room, so they can use.
Oh yes.
So they can use, I mean, obviously they wouldn't use like footage obviously, but like they can use like anything, you know, said in that room. So Fantasy Suite is just completely unmiked, no cameras, we think.
They're smaller and smaller these days.
Yeah. But it's the real, you're really your only time to talk candidly about your life outside and what will happen if you do get engaged or walk away separately. So it is a big deal, not just, you know, the physical aspect, but to kind of figure your stuff out before the big day.
Well, and some of these conversations about where do you want to move and talking about family and certain things that you don't want to have on camera, you know, like everybody makes out on camera, everybody does, like, fine, like those, but there are certain things that you do want to not have a mic on when you're talking about it. And
yeah,
so yes, all three of them had sex and that's great. Mm-hmm. But whatever, you can do that in the boom boom room. They don't show anything beyond like pulling the cover over, so who cares?
Yeah,
but you're 100% right. It's the only times from the minute that they got on the beach that they didn't have a friggin' microphone on them or hanging somewhere close to them that could pick it up.
Yeah. And it's just like in personal questions too, like religious views and whatever.
Political. And things that, again, you are never putting on camera, especially these people who are searching for followers. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, or, you know, specific family members or, you know, names of people. And you just need some time to talk about that before you, quote unquote, commit your entire life to someone.
Or a few months, or however long. Yeah, however long until you get to keep the ring. So we end up with three, well, really four couples if you count Dean and Kaylin. Three couples left. Joe and Serena.
They just seem so miserable. Like, I don't
know. Yeah, well, and that's the other thing. It's not just that they were giving lines. It's just, it looked like they didn't want to be there.
They just don't seem happy. Like,
yeah, it's super bizarre, and I don't get it, but whatever. Joe and Serena, Mari, Kenny, Riley, Marissa, and it was funny with Riley and Marissa, because Marissa was, she wasn't waiting for to be behind closed doors. She's like, I want to be engaged. Mm-hmm. This is, not only are we going to the Fantasy Suite, but then the next day we're getting engaged, and that's the end of it. Done. Case closed.
It was obviously like some unnecessary drama towards the morning. Like, yeah, I mean, you knew Riley played the game of leading you away from what you think is going to happen. And after the night that you just had and talking about everything, even in the mornings, like saying good morning, like, did you really think he had to go back and think about it? And you getting that upset about it, like, that was just some unnecessary drama that we didn't really need.
And listen, producers lead these people in a lot of places, but that seemed like a weird one. Like, why would you even bother whispering in her ear, I still got a lot of things I got to think about, with this girl who has been very clear about the fact that, no, it's us or I'm going to be shattered into a billion pieces.
Yeah.
And she just had this incredible time, and then she goes right inside and starts sobbing.
Well, it's funny because that's what he said. He said, I have things I need to think about, and that, or I'm going to think about it some more today. And then she goes in and she's like, he said he doesn't know. He said he doesn't know if I'm the one, and that he wants to be engaged to me. I was like, what? All he said is he had some things to think about. Like,
you know, like,
I mean, I would be the same way. Like, I would be like, oh my gosh, he said he doesn't know.
Well, and this goes back to the age old problem I have with this show that is, again, my favorite of the three. But she's saying, oh, he doesn't want to get engaged, so this makes me question everything. It could be an engagement or nothing. You're like, because you couldn't just date.
No, that does not exist in this franchise.
It just Some people are okay with it, and that's great.
The goal is to get married as fast as possible.
It was just the perfect example of someone who, after a month, is ready to get engaged, which I bought into, and I'm great. But if one of the other people in this relationship decide, you know what, maybe we need like a few extra months, and it's not worth the free ring to just get engaged now. It's, oh my God, the end of the world. How dare you break my heart like that?
Yeah. I'm so blindsided.
Oh my God, all that whipped cream for nothing. And she even said, though, she said, I've been through all this, and then, you know, it'll be for nothing, except the fact that you could leave with someone that you want to marry.
Yeah, I feel like people forget about that option. Like the end.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The end in sight is just, you know, to leave together with a ring. Like, that, forget that you always have an out. Like, I mean, I don't know what your contract says, but like, they can't
they can't make you get married.
Always leave. You can always make really boring TV and leave.
And so there was a little drama there, but as we know, not very dramatic at all, because they got engaged without any issue. Kenny and Mari both sort of saying the same things to each other, where it's Kenny saying, no one expected me to get engaged here. Mari, no one expected me to get engaged here, but we're going to get engaged here.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of got that one out of the way quick, because there wasn't much. It was kind of, it was a very fast proposal and engagement, and then kind of moved on to the quote unquote more dramatic ones.
Yeah, I will say the thing with Kenny and Mari, I'm glad that they addressed on camera, because we've certainly talked about it, was the age. And, yeah, you know, he's an old man like me, and he was proposing to a young lady like you. And so you have to at least put that out there, like, hey, he's very open. Like, I've experienced a lot. And so I know what you're going to be giving.
You've experienced nothing.
So I know what you're going to be giving up, and just want to make sure that that's actually said and you're aware of that. And she didn't seem to bat an eye. She's like, yep, no, we're cool. All good.
Yeah. I mean, she said that she always wanted to be engaged and married young. So she knows what, I guess, what she's giving up. I don't know. And what she's going into by being committed to Kenny.
Yes. Marrying a boy band manager.
40-year-old boy band manager.
Listen, don't you dare speak bad about 40-year-olds.
I'm not, but are you a boy band manager?
Not yet. I'm working on it, okay? The demos are coming along. If you stop rushing me, we can't upload them to Spotify until they're perfect.
Oh, okay. Well, then I take that comment back.
So judgy. Once again, no ultimate drama. As you said, we save the drama for last. And Serena and Joe would seem like there would be no drama. And we knew about it because of the scenes coming. But everything was great. Oh, my God. This is the best ever. And talk about it. Again, an age difference, 35 to 23, that we don't – or she's 24 now. But either way, talk about after their first date, really. That's a thing, too. But seemingly she's all in, and it's great. Oh, my God. Things couldn't be more perfect. Or could they?
Cue Kendall.
So –
why?
Thank you.
Why is this conversation happening for literally the fourth time in one season? And even Joe was like, come on. Like, saw Kendall and literally looked up to the sky and was like, why?
And I was worried that Mari might throw hands, because they're actually watching from, you know, the little hangout area. Yeah. Oh, my God, that's so cute. Here comes Serena. Oh, that is not Serena.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm surprised they didn't have Serena walk down while Kendall was on the...
Well, they only wanted to ruin the engagement for one person. They're going to... Yeah, they want to ruin what's hopefully his only engagement, I guess in Paradise anyways, but his only engagement. They just want to ruin it for him by bringing his ex down to really not say much of anything.
No, nothing.
Like, I kind of think as awful as it was and as the more expletives I would have actually screamed at the television, I think I would have appreciated it more if she was coming to let you know one last time that we can make this work and I'll move to Chicago and we don't have to be a thing of the past, as opposed to just out of nowhere, sort of in the middle of a sentence being like, oh yeah, and you and Serena, I guess I have to tell you I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and this place brings back so many memories and just has, we have such a strong background here. And I was like, I just didn't understand. Like, did anyone think by seeing that preview that Kendall was going to come down and Joe was going to be like, you're right, I don't love Serena, I'm going to go off with you and you're going to move to Chicago and we're going to be together forever.
We're going to stuff dead animals and happily ever after.
And if anyone did that, then you have not been watching this long enough.
Yeah, it was so bizarre. And like you said, it was the conversation we've seen two other times before. And so for her to say, we need this closure, I came here for a closure talk and that never happened. I said, well, yes, this is the third time we're having that talk.
Joe was like, I don't need this closure. And I don't know what you're talking about.
I appreciate him just keeping his cool and you're good and give her a hug and you're a catch. And everything. I would have, and I understand he's doesn't want to be the bad guy on camera, but I mean, at some point you just have to be, go away, leave me alone. Yeah. I'm minutes away from getting engaged.
Yeah. I'm surprised that he was able to keep it together this long of being, you know, the nice one, the nice guy.
And they have this bizarre sort of, okay, you're cool, you're cool, wish the best for you, bye. Yeah. And she just sort of walks away. And I guess the only other drama out of it is you have Joe sort of walking away and down the beach and, oh my God.
Contemplating life.
Katie, does he not want to get engaged anymore?
I don't know. I mean, seeing Kendall again and I don't know, in the place where they had so much history.
Stay tuned. After the break, you'll find out.
Yeah. Commercial break.
And, you know, she comes down, Serena, that is, comes down having no idea any of this has happened and does her whole spiel. And I don't know. He has to tell her. I don't know. Does he have to tell her right at that moment?
I mean, probably not, but it was probably a good idea just because it probably needs to be on camera.
Yeah, I like I said about not ruining both of their engagements, I almost wonder if him telling her that sort of like, well, we're always going to be talking, like my whole
we're
memory now
gonna
is
have Kendall. She is never going away. He just has to stay in Chicago. But I think she had the perfect response to that. She's like, are you okay? Like, that was the first thing she said. She didn't say, oh my God, or like, I don't know. That's it. I've had it. I can't be with you. I can't trust you.
And
like, are you okay? And I think that spoke a lot for their relationship.
Right. Yeah. And the difference between what he had with Kendall, the difference between what he had with Kendall and what he ultimately, or what we see with Serena, is not only the fact that, you know, she didn't break up with him on the beach before getting engaged, but whatever, is the fact that he's saying, you know, like, we went with our hearts, we'll figure the rest of the stuff out. Clearly, he didn't feel comfortable enough with Kendall to do that because they weren't able to figure the rest of the stuff out. But whether it's him deciding to move to Canada, I mean, Chicago's basically Canada anyways, or her coming to Chicago, like, he's not worried about that. That was never something they could tackle, the two of them. Clearly, that was always the crux of it. I kind of saw that and like, yeah, maybe even after that short amount of time, this has a better shot already.
I think they'll be good for a while.
Three engagements. I was worried because if you notice, the first time we saw a ring, there was no Neil Lane. And I thought, this is bigger than the Chris Harrison news. Did they break up with Neil Lane?
Not Neil. Don't get rid of Neil, too.
How dare they? She's going to have to return it and get a new one if the franchise is broken up with him.
It's true. It's true. I would have needed a new ring.
But once we got to engagements, the name was there.
Yeah. I didn't, that's the first thing I wrote in my notes. Like, when we got to that scene, I was like, where is Neil? But then we saw it at the first proposal with Kenny and Mari, and I was like, okay, all is right in the world.
I was a little concerned. And so we have three engagements, three Neil Lane rings. He gets his money's worth, even though we didn't get to see him on a Zoom. So all is well. But do we think now?
A couple of years, I feel like.
I almost kind of expected some more product placement just for them to be like, I'm sorry. I swear in Michelle's season, we're going to get a person in person. Like, as long as you got the jab, we're fine and you'll be there. Like, please.
Yeah. I'm sorry our last 4 or 5 seasons have just gone horribly.
Three engaged couples. And as we found out, and I, by the way, loved the ending.
Yeah.
Where Are They Now? Which is straight out of an 80s movie. So good.
Yeah. I loved it. It was perfect.
And we found out all three engaged couples are still together, still engaged. Still, I mean, I don't know why you have to say happily at this point, because if you're not,
they look genuinely happy, like nothing looked forced.
We ask every year, Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, do you think any of the three go the distance?
If I had to pick one, I think I would pick Riley and Marissa.
Ooh, okay.
And then second would be Joe and Serena, and then third is Kenny and Mark.
I would flip that. I, for some reason, I dock points for them being, 23, 24 years old. Mm-hmm. But I think I would put Joe and Serena first. I think I know it's only, again, with all these, it's only been a month, but I think that has the best shot of going all the way.
Yeah, they're definitely close first and second for me. I just think a lot that we saw with Joe and Serena is it looked like a lot of like honeymoon, a lot of clinginess.
It's a good point.
Not that it's a bad thing. Like, I still think they're going to be together for a while, but I feel my opinion is that Riley and Marissa have real deep connection. Like, I feel like they've known each other for a while.
Yeah, I just...
And then Kenny and Mari, I don't think that's going to make it to a wedding.
No. Listen, wish them all the best. Hope it does.
Yep.
But yeah, I just somehow, something is going to just light the fuse there and not in a good way.
Yeah, no.
And the other couples that we found out about in the post scene, which is amazing, was James and Aaron, as you mentioned, are now living together and they're BFFs. So even more important question, facts. Are James and Aaron in it for the long term?
I think so. Until James turns on Aaron and then...
and steals his woman.
I don't know, but James just has to keep Aaron's outbursts in line and I think they'll be good.
Keep him away from bitch bag bros and you're fine.
Oh my God.
We found out that Connor is available to play your next event.
God.
Mic drop. Oh my God. Was that perfect? That Brendan and Piper are laying low. Meanwhile, Natasha has 460,000 Instagram followers. Again, mic drop. These people just knocked this out of the park. Perfect. Genius is right.
The interns were genius.
David Spade wants cameos from all of the cast, and if they don't give him that for his birthday, I'm going to be personally offended.
And he better post them all, too.
And then we get to the actual real surprises. And not a surprise because I did, and we posted some of them, but I saw pictures of this shortly after the Governor's Ball, which is a music festival that was basically like the new... the hell is the country festival
stagecoach.
So it was basically like the new Stagecoach in New York City. Half of this season was there and Noah and Abigail pictured out together and confirmed tonight. They got back together once they got off the beach and going stronger than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I just want to tell Noah, I served out of skills. And if you harm Abigail, I will use those skills.
Yeah, don't mess with her. Come on.
This is your warning.
Like, she has to be protected at all costs in this franchise.
If you screw this up, we're all coming for you.
Yeah. Don't do it.
But like the other couples, I mean, you think this is something we could be talking about? You know, I don't want to doubt her because, again, it's top of my list. But there's a reason why I never saw them as a strong couple because they just seem sort of off. So I have a feeling we're going to be talking post one of Michelle's episodes and we're going to say, well, unfortunately, Noah and Abigail decided to go their separate ways again.
They have split.
Although I guess officially they're only hanging out, I think is what the description
was. Right, so they can't really split up.
Whatever. So I think we're going to be talking about how they're hanging out with different people.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one that, you know, you had predicted, that's Becca and Thomas. Not only, but you want to talk about looking the part. That was these two.
Yeah. There's something there, I think.
And
so
we'll see
if there'll be an engagement and eventually a wedding, or if this will just be short-lived post-paradise relationship.
I think you're right, though. There's something there. And
I don't know what it is. Like, I can't explain it. I just,
yeah,
it's something.
It is. Well, and that actually reminds me, was it Kenny who, again, just dropping these amazing pickup lines, basically, although in this case it's to get married. It's, wasn't love at first sight, but it was something.
Yeah. So romantic.
And so, I don't know if you've ever had this many couples. Obviously, you have the three engagements, which is big. But then we have the two other couples together still. So five to come out of one season. That's
huge.
Yeah,
that's a lot. And out of a crazy season, too. Like, with so much drama and mess. This is so messy. But, yeah. I mean, like you said, we always wish them the best. So we shall see.
We'll see who's the last, or hopefully there's more than one, but the last couples standing are.
Mm-hmm. We'll and hopefully here. We get some weddings out of at some point, not anytime.
It has been a minute since we've had a Bachelor Nation wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, has there been one since Ashley and Jared?
I don't think, I mean.
Strictly Bachelor Nation. We've had people get married, but like, within the family.
No, I mean, we had Raven earlier this year, but.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Like Raven and Adam.
Yeah, okay. So that was after, that had to have been after Jared and Ashley.
Yeah, that was like this year. Because yeah. It was supposed to be last year and then COVID.
Okay.
So
even though they're boring too, why not have them there?
Clearly no one else was available, honestly.
Literally tried to get anybody and they just wouldn't do it. I know that they had mentioned that Tammy, you know, after her, like, last year I got COVID, this year I got broken up with, like, she moved to LA and is vaccinated. I just assumed everyone was already vaccinated to be there. Well, maybe Kaylin and Dean are the only two that were vaccinated of the.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, well, you fit the bill, so here you go.
Yeah.
And another season in the books. Like I said, some parts I think we'd all agree were longer than they had to be. But still, the season did what the season does every year. Just gives us quality A-plus entertainment.
Classy entertainment.
And we have classy. That's right, classy. I should include that. And we get a whole week off until Michelle's season kicks off on the 16th of October. Very excited for Michelle.
Yes, me too.
And before we get to Michelle and digging into that in a couple weeks, beyond the beach, beyond Michelle, anything else going on in this world of Bachelor Nation?
Well, I have some shocking Bachelor Nation news.
I know where you're going.
Brendan and Piper have split. Following Bachelor in Paradise drama.
Okay. So
I know how can you everyone just... was rooting for them and you're very upset, but they have split up and they are no longer dating.
You got to warn me before dropping that kind of news on me?
Yeah. That's a lot okay. to take
I'm
in.
Gonna,
but I think
please we'll respect my privacy.
Get over it.
In this yeah. difficult time. Okay, yeah. Best of luck, guys. Okay, I didn't see that coming. Oh my god.
New host of The Bachelor, Jesse Palmer, just got married this weekend, I think.
I did not know that.
Yes, to his girlfriend who's a model.
Of course.
So I mean, wedding pictures look nice.
Congratulations.
Again, we will see how we like him as a host.
That's right. Maybe. Welcome to the family again.
Yep.
In back to the family.
January, I believe. And then Wells kind of talked about that whole Ivan drama a bit and how it came about. And basically, Wells didn't know the story when he pulled Ivan aside. To say
what?
Yeah, I know. So he was going over his script, I guess, like to start the rose ceremony. Like, he said it's a great night, and you know we're seeing strong couples, blah blah blah. And then he saw like everyone, all the producers like talking in little circles, and then they finally went up to him and they're like, "Forget the script, we're going rogue." And he's like, "What are you talking about?" And he's like, "You just need to start the rose ceremony and then pull Ivan aside and ask him what happened last night." And he's like, "Why? What happened?" And he's like, "Just ask him what happened in the hotel room last night." And that's kind of how he did say it was a very long conversation about the whole situation. And we only saw a few seconds of it, obviously. But I just thought it was funny that he didn't know the story.
That's
and just
wild.
Kind of went with it and not knowing anything. So he didn't know what to expect from whatever Ivan was going to say.
Honestly, I think that's awesome.
It is awesome, but it's just shocking, like, that you wouldn't even tell, like, your quote-unquote host of the conversation, like, what was happening.
The fact that Wells is sitting there saying, "Is there anything you want to tell me?" And he actually has no clue what the right answer is.
Oh, really? Like, what happened? I don't know.
That actually would have been better if Ivan says, like, "Well, I don't really want to say it. You know." No, do I, though?
No, I actually don't. And I guess Alexa was the one who told producers that. So I guess she... It sounded like they stayed all. He stayed there all night. There was a producer next door and said that there was a lot of talking, and they're like, "Who is she talking to? There's no phones, whatever." And then she calls to have a wake up call at 5 a.m. And they're like, "Why is she waking up so early? Like, she can't. She's not on set." And I guess they take everyone's hotel keys, like anything you need, they'll bring it to you, but you're locked in that room. You can't go anywhere. So she called for like a wake up call and they're like, "She's not shooting today. Like, why would you want to wake up at 5 a.m. on like a day you're not doing anything?" And then that's when she came clean and was like, "Oh, I was with Ivan." Like, oh, and then that's how it kind of snowballed. And so that's why she never made it down to the beach.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
A little behind the scenes from last week.
That's fantastic.
And then my final story, which is also kind of bizarre, this whole Dale, Claire, Abigail situation, which there doesn't seem to be much truth to it, especially because we just saw that they're happily together, but
hanging out.
Basically, if you don't know, Dale and Claire split up.
Also again. Shocking.
again, another shocking story from me. And she did this Instagram post holding her mother's hand, basically saying how she's dealing with the breakup, her mother's being placed in hospice care, all this stuff is happening in a week, she doesn't know how to deal with it, and she's thankful for people out off camera that are taking care of her, and she just can't deal with anything. And then in the picture, she tags Abigail. So everyone who saw that starts flipping out, because 2 hours prior to that, there was a gossip site saying that they broke up because Dale was seeing someone that was on Bachelor in Paradise this summer. So no one really paid attention to that. And then she tagged Abigail in this, so everyone basically took it and ran with it. And like, even in the article, it's 50-50. There's like a close source saying that they got together, but Dale had told Abigail that everything was over and with Claire, and that there were no feelings and it was completely ended. And that this was before Paradise. And then their source is saying nothing ever happened. Like, they were just friends and they saw each other once. They didn't even hang out together. So this whole story, I think, stemmed from that gossip site. But then she tagged Abigail. I think that's the only thing that people were like, okay, this isn't just a gossip story, because she tagged Abigail. But then Noah, like a day or two ago, made like a TikTok or a reel saying, like, reading all these rumors and fake stories, and then you hear Abigail laughing on the side. So
yeah, that never made sense to me, because
no,
you had sent that to me and I about fell off my chair, because it just didn't make sense. And a lot of these things don't make sense, but I mean, this is like a different world.
Yeah, it made no sense whatsoever. So,
no.
You know, there's close sources saying conflicting stories. So
I just have to assume Claire tagged her by accident, because the post itself, why would you tag anybody, even if you're upset and did happen? You're really going to tag them in a photo of like
dying mom?
No one would do that.
You would think. I mean, it's Claire, so maybe. But or she just went with the same rumor and heard it, and without confirming it, was just like, I know what you did, and I'm tagging you, and I'm calling you out.
But
and then
really.
Abigail removed herself removed her tag. So
right.
I don't really think there's anything to that story, but it was just a mind-blowing, like, made no sense.
So bizarre.
Type thing.
And but oddly appropriate to end this season on that ridiculous story.
Yes, you're welcome.
Absolute chef's kiss. Perfection. Per usual. Listen, the season has always been a lot of fun, and we had one huge week off. And then back with Michelle. You can follow us at Bachelor Podcast across all socials. And Katie, couldn't do it without you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. What a season.
And we'll see you all in a couple weeks.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.